Congress continues to probe the Federal Aviation Administration's role in approving and overseeing the now grounded Boeing 737 MAX airplane in the wake of two fatal crashes. The agency's acting head, Daniel Elwell, faced members of the House Aviation Subcommittee today, where he assured the committee that the FAA is monitoring Boeing's updates to the plane.
In the U.S., the 737 MAX will return to service only when the FAA's analysis of the facts and technical data indicate that it's safe to do so.
Joining us now is Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what did we learn today from the hearing?
Jeremy, I think what's most notable today is what wasn't new. Now, subcommittee members, of course, asked about recent developments, reports in recent days and weeks about what else might have gone wrong leading up to the crashes. But Daniel Elwell mostly stuck by the FAA's previous positions, for example, assigning some blame based on information out there so far anyway to the pilots in both crashes, and sticking with the FAA's timeline for grounding the plane, you know, asked whether the FAA was too slow to ground the MAX in the days after that second crash by involving Ethiopian Airlines. He basically said, no, other countries were too quick to do it, that the FAA was doing a data-driven analysis, and it just took until then to gather all the facts.
Now, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that there's been an internal FAA review, which says senior agency officials were not involved in the safety assessments for the jet's flight control system, the MCAS. What do we know about the certification process?
Yeah, well, it seems to have happened, according to the Wall Street Journal, is that the FAA, or excuse me, Boeing rather, got to tell the FAA how important it thought MCAS was in terms of whether it could have caused something catastrophic. And Boeing didn't think it could. So then, based on that, the FAA was kind of relying on Boeing to do more of the work here than would have been the case if it believed or understood that it was a more critical system, as now very much appears to be the case.
Well, and it gets to this point that keeps coming up over and over again, which is that it looks like Boeing and the FAA were a little too close for comfort on a lot of this.
Yeah, and Elwell, by the way, when asked about that new report, said he wasn't aware of the internal review that story was based on. But yeah, this is called the Organization Designation Authorization, a long term for something that basically describes this program where if the FAA trusts a company to do some of this work, it'll do that. And this is routine in a lot of cases, and not just in this industry, but of course now with everything under the microscope, all kinds of questions about whether too much power essentially was ceded to Boeing, whether this was more than collaboration, whether this was the company that should have been regulated calling the shots here.
Seth, do we have any better sense of when the 737 MAX will be back in the air?
Not too many people in the airline industry expect it back in the air before late summer. And if you just kind of look at what airlines are doing with their schedules, they don't seem to believe that either. Elwell today did say that he expects the formal application, at least from Boeing, to come, quote, soon.
Soon. Okay. But then, of course, there are going to be a lot of passengers to convince that they want to actually book a flight on a 737 MAX, which, you know, when I just anecdotally, when I've talked to people at this point, they're not ready yet. Seth Kaplan, Here and Now transportation analyst. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.